Unit 7. Distinguish. 1. These are some features that distinguish spoken English from written English. 2. Distinguish oneself. She distinguished herself by her performance in the examination.
Distinguished. 1. He is distinguished for his knowledge of economics. 2. We went to the gates to greet the distinguished guests.
Distort. 1. His face was distorted with pain. 2. The journalist was accused of distorting the facts.
Distract. 1. She was distracted from her original purpose. 2. The advertisement by the side of the road sometimes distracts the attention of motorists. 3. A barrage of questions from customers distracted the new sales girl.
Distress. 1. His death caused her a great deal of distress. 2. The boy's unruliness was a great distress to his mother. 3. If the storm continues on the mountain, the climbers will be in distress by morning. She was distressed by poorly defined fears.
Distribute. 1. Clothes and blankets have been distributed among the refugees. 2. The flowers rely on wind to distribute their pollen.
Distribution. 1. The secretary was responsible for the distribution of the memos. 2. The train carried charitable distributions to the stricken region. 3. The chart illustrates the population distribution in our country. 4. The distribution of the paper is 7,000 copies.
Diversion. 1. He created a diversion while I slipped out so that no one noticed me. 2. Big cities have lots of diversions.
Divert. 1. The money that might have been spent on cities has been diverted into other projects. 2. The child was diverted by the antics of the clown. 3. He was accused of diverting funds from the treasury.
Divorce. 1. The data show 3 divorces for every 5 marriages. 2. If I find a divorce of word and deed, I won't believe you. 1. He divorced his wife. 2. Theory and practice shouldn't become divorced.
Dizzy. 1. Riding on a merry-go-round makes me dizzy. 2. Those mathematical formulas make people dizzy. 3. He drove at a dizzy speed.
Domain. 1. His domain extended to New York. 2. That question falls a little outside my domain.
Domestic. 1. His second marriage has made him very domestic. 2. She has a domestic cat. 3. We have no domestic water on the plane.
Dominant. 1. The dominant male gorilla is the largest in the group. 2. The mountain peak is dominant on the horizon. 3. Soccer is the dominant sport in the world.
Dominate. 1. His personality dominated the other members of the committee. 2. The skyscraper dominates the city. 3. These two questions dominated the discussion.
Donate. They donate to the Red Cross every year.
Donation. 1. He received a letter of thanks for his donation of books to the Shakespeare Library. 2. All donations will be gratefully received.
Doom. He met his doom in the battle. 1. The whole project was doomed to failure. 2. All this seems to doom his chances in the election.
Double. 1. I'm double your age. 2. The date had a double significance. The new airport will double the capacity of the existing one.
Doze. The old lady dozed in her armchair.
Drain. 1. Drain off all fat that cooks out. 2. That country is draining its precious resources into the military. 1. The drains are blocked up. 2. Not having anybody to rent my room is a serious drain on my financial resources.
Drastic. 1. Everybody should be encouraged to make drastic changes in their eating habits and lifestyle. 2. NATO threatened more drastic action if its terms were not met.
Draw. Drew. Drawn. 1. I drew a chair to the table. 2. He drew me a glass of ale. 3. His speech drew tears from his audience. 4. Can I draw your portrait?
Drawback. Living in a large house has its drawbacks as well as its advantages.
Dread. 1. I dread to think of what may happen. 2. I dread going to big parties. 3. I dread that he will come. 1. The people of the war-torn city live in dread of further shelling. 2. Her dread of paperwork is obvious. 3. The prospect of meeting Mark's relatives filled her with dread.
Dress. 1. She wore a long red dress. 2. He is conservative in his dress. They wanted to dress themselves in clothes of virtue.
Drift. 1. The tide has drifted the boat out to sea. 2. I took a walk in the street and drifted among the crowd. 3. Jenny spent the year drifting around Europe. 1. Aerial drift of pollen is hardly noticeable. 2. We can see an easterly drift of the wind from flags. 3. There is an increasing drift towards urbanization.
Drop. 1. Big drops of rain rolled down the window. 2. His reputation took a sudden drop. 3. If you want more wine, there's a drop left. Dropped. Dropping. 1. An apple dropped from the tree. 2. The production of sugar dropped. drop by. I'm glad to have you drop by. Drop off. The quality has dropped off. Drop out. One of the runners has dropped out in the middle of the race.
Dubious. 1. It's a dubious reply. 2. Our plan is a little dubious. 3. They were dubious about the whole affair. 4. He looks like a dubious character.
Due. 1. A great deal of money is due to you. 2. Refunds are considered due within 7 days of flight cancellation. 3. She was convicted of driving without due care and attention. 4. His next book is due out shortly. 5. These are library books, due August the 29th. Become due. Come due. Fall due. The contract falls due in 3 months' time. Due to. The name was omitted due to an oversight.
Dump. 1. He opened his bag and dumped its contents on the desk. 2. He tried to dump the blame on me. 3. The company dumped its surplus production on foreign countries. The garbage is hauled to the dump each week.
Duplicate. 1. He managed to find a perfect duplicate of the ring she had lost. 2. A person's lungs are duplicate. If you've lost your key, I can give you a duplicate. Duplicate. 1. The record-breaking harvest of 1975 may not be duplicated this year. 2. The walls should be duplicated.
Durable. 1. Plastic window frames are more durable than wood. 2. Their talents are not only enormous, but durable.
Duration. We had to stay indoors for the duration of the crisis.
Dwarf. The little girl loves the story of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. 1. The child was dwarfed by malnutrition. 2. Most professional players dwarf other men.
Dwell. Dwelt. Dwelled. 1. A woodsman and his family dwelt in the middle of the forest. 2. Dwell in. There dwells in me a strange feeling that all is not right.
Earnest. 1. She was an earnest but clumsy nurse. 2. This is an earnest conference affecting world peace.
Ebb. 1. The tide is on the ebb. 2. The financial resources have reached a low ebb. 1. The tide will begin to ebb at 4. 2. His strength was ebbing fast.
Eccentric. She was an eccentric old woman. I was regarded as something of an eccentric.
Eccentricity. One of his eccentricities was a stubborn reluctance to entrust his savings to a bank.
Economical. This car is economical to run.
Edge. 1. At the edge of the lake, women were doing their washing. 2. The knife has no edge. 3. The edge was with Mrs. Lucas. 1. He edged his way to the front of the crowd. 2. I edged the subject over to the election.
Edible. These berries are edible, but those are poisonous.
Effect. 1. The effect of the gale was to overturn several boats. 2. The tax reform will have the effect of improving the distribution of income. The war effected changes all over the world. Come into effect. Go into effect. The government censorship went into effect yesterday. In effect. The committee agreed to what was, in effect, a reduction in the hourly wage. Put into effect. Ohio is about to put into effect a reform law. Take effect. His appointment takes effect from March the 1st.
Effective. 1. The ads were simple but remarkably effective. 2. They delayed the effective date from June 6th to July 27th.
Efficiency. Efficiency is essential in the business world.
Efficient. She is very efficient in reducing waste.
Effort. The school has spared no effort on facilities or staff.
Elaborate. She received an elaborate mosaic consisting of thousands of tiny pieces. Elaborate. 1. They elaborated a plan for their wedding. 2. Elaborate on. Elaborate upon. Would you care to elaborate on your proposals?
Elaboration. 1. Just tell me the main facts. Don't waste time on elaboration. 2. The decoration of the house reached an extravagant degree of elaboration.
Elapse. 3 years elapsed before he returned. He went back to college after an elapse of 10 years.
Elastic. 1. Children's bones are far more elastic. 2. He is a cheerful and elastic man. 3. Language usage is too elastic to be described using just a few simple rules. The ball was attached to the bat with a piece of elastic.
Elder. 1. He is much the elder of the two. 2. We invited an elder educator to give us a lecture.
Elderly. An elderly lady with white hair sat on the bench.
Elegance. The essay is marked by lucidity and elegance.
Elegant. He just bought a set of books with elegant bindings.
Elevate. 1. Materials are elevated to the top floor by a hoist. 2. The fresh morning air elevated him.
Elevator. He took an elevator to the top floor.
Eligible. Only native-born citizens are eligible for the office of president.
Eliminate. 1. Under the agreement, all trade barriers will be eliminated. 2. Our team was eliminated in the first round.
Elite. 1. This is the elite of coffees. 2. Only the elite were there.
Eloquence. His father is an eloquent spokesman.
Email. She didn't have time to answer all her email. Sometimes she'll email Smith a question before she calls so he can ponder it in advance.
Embark. 1. He embarked for Europe at New York Harbor. 2. Embarked on. Embarked upon. He has embarked on the adventure no one else has dared.
Embody. 1. The country's constitution embodies the ideals of equality and freedom. 2. Parts of the old treaty are embodied in the new one.
Embrace. 1. She embraced her son tenderly. 2. He embraced the opportunity to study further. 3. She embraced the Muslim faith. 4. Biology embraces botany and zoology.
Emigrate. Her family emigrated to America in the 1850s.
Eminence. 1. His ambition is to be an eminent scholar. 2. He was a man of eminent fairness.
Emit. Emitted. Emitting. The chimney emitted a cloud of smoke.
Emotion. He spoke in a voice touched with emotion.
Emotional. 1. We monitor the physical and emotional development of the children. 2. We watched an emotional scene in the play. 3. He became very emotional when we had to leave.
Enclose. 1. They are going to enclose the porch with glass. 2. A high wall enclosed the courtyard. 3. Please find enclosed an agenda for the meeting.
Encounter. 1. I first encountered him at summer school. 2. We encountered a serious setback when two members of the expedition were injured. 3. They encountered the enemy in border clashes. 1. One rainy night, the policeman had a chance encounter with a gang of smugglers. 2. He died in one of the bloodiest encounters of the American Civil War.
Endeavor. No matter how much he endeavored, the goal stayed unattained. Please make every endeavor to come early.
Endow. 1. After Mary became successful, she endowed her former university in the amount of $500,000. 2. Endow with. She was endowed with both looks and brains.
Energetic. Cool autumn days make us feel energetic.
Energy. 1. She came back full of energy after her vacation. 2. The water heater relies on the energy of the sun.
Enforce. 1. The principal enforced the rules of the school. 2. Enforce on. Enforce upon. Illness enforced him to remain idle. 3. He enforced his arguments by producing facts and figures.
Engage. 1. He engaged himself as an apprentice to a printer. 2. He engaged us to manage his money. 3. We engaged 2 rooms at the hotel. 4. The spots of blood on the floor engaged the attention of the police. 5. The old lady engaged herself in making clothes for her neighbor's children.
Enhance. 1. The book is enhanced with illustrative photographs. 2. Their living expenses are constantly enhancing.
Enlighten. 1. Would you enlighten me on your plans for the future? 2. Radio should enlighten the listener as well as entertain him.
Enlightened. An enlightened capital should have a museum.
Enroll. Enrolled. Enrolling. 1. The school enrolled about 300 pupils last year. 2. The principal enrolled our names. 3. He enrolled in the Navy 3 years ago.
Ensure. 1. He would, when in office, ensure that all secret data be made public. 2. I'm sorry I can't ensure you a good post. 3. The arrangements will ensure each side from attack by the other.
Enterprise. 1. The company launched a perilous enterprise that few thought could succeed. 2. Watchmaking and banking are the chief enterprises of the country. 3. He has no enterprise.
Enterprising. He invented the Duke of Edinburgh's awards for enterprising youngsters.
Entertain. 1. The child is entertaining himself with his building blocks. 2. I'll entertain your friend over the weekend.
Enthusiasm. Enthusiasm for. Enthusiasm about. The play aroused his enthusiasm.
Enthusiastic. The president became too enthusiastic over a big navy.
Entitle. Entitled to. 1. Robert was entitled to see these documents. 2. The author entitled his book On Poetry. 3. How does one entitle the Queen when speaking directly to her?
Entity. 1. The Radley Place was inhabited by an unknown entity. 2. He sought to preserve his entity and individuality.
Environment. 1. He grew up in an environment of poverty. 2. More legislation is needed to protect the environment.
Envisage. 1. Our latest project was more costly than we had envisaged. 2. You have to envisage facts.
Epoch. 1. He lived in a peaceful epoch in the history of Europe. 2. His college years were a happy epoch in his life. 3. The land reform marked an epoch in rural development. 4. His first visit to Beijing was an epoch in his life.
Equivalent. 1. The misery of such a position is equivalent to its happiness. 2. Alternatively, we could give you an equivalent amount in company shares. The new refrigerator costs the equivalent of a whole year's salary.
Era. In the Victorian era, such behaviour was socially unacceptable.
Erase. The recording can be erased and the tape used again.
Erect. She held her head erect. 1. He erected himself to full height. 2. They planned to erect an apartment house on that property.
Erection. 1. The erection of the new hospital is already completed. 2. The Great Hall of the People is an imposing erection.
Erode. 1. Acid erodes metal. 2. Rising prices might erode purchasing power.
Erosion. 1. Trees are planted to prevent soil erosion. 2. The president was facing a very significant erosion of public support.
Erroneous. His assumption was erroneous.
Erupt. 1. The volcano is due to erupt any day. 2. Laughter erupted in the room.
Eruption. The volcano is in eruption.
Escalate. If we surrender on this small issue, they undoubtedly will escalate their demands.
Escalator. 1. I like going on escalators. 2. Prices and wages are fellow travellers on the same upward escalator.
Escort. 1. When the Queen sailed, her yacht had an escort of 10 destroyers and 50 aircraft. 2. He left us, declining our offered escort. 2 warships escorted the troopship.
Essence. The enthusiasm of its personnel is the essence and life of any enterprise.
Essential. 1. Discipline is essential in an army. 2. Her most essential quality is kindness.
Establishment. 1. The establishment of the factory took several years. 2. These two hotels are both excellent establishments.
Esteem. I esteem him for his honesty. We all have the greatest esteem for you.
Eternal. These are eternal truths.
Evacuate. After surrendering, the soldiers evacuated the fort.
Evacuation. As floodwaters rose, evacuation of families and farm animals was begun.
Evade. 1. Williams succeeded in evading capture for several days. 2. You can't go on evading your responsibilities forever. 3. The accident evades explanation.
Evaluate. 1. He evaluated the horses at $35 a head. 2. It was too early to evaluate fairly his performance.
Evaporate. The sun evaporated the dew. 2. Dreams quickly evaporate unless we hasten to put them into words.
Event. 1. Her new book was the intellectual event of the year. 2. Events prove the folly of such calculations. At all events, she had a terrible accident, but at all events, she wasn't killed. In any event, you will find him in comfortable circumstances. In the event of rain, the party will be held indoors. In that event, it may rain. In that event, we won't go. In the event that you are right, I have been tricked and cheated.
Evoke. 1. His comment evoked protest from the listeners. 2. This place evokes memories of my happy childhood. 3. Some characters in the novel are evoked with brilliance.
Exaggerate. Keep to the facts and don't exaggerate.
Exceed. 1. Her performance exceeded all the others. 2. He was fined for exceeding the speed limit.
Excel. Excelled. Excelling. He excelled all of the poets of his day.
Excellence. 1. He established excellence at the magazine. 2. Precision is one of the excellences of the French language.
Excellence.